Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We are expected to be joined by Jim Nance of CBS Sports. He's actually calling in right now, so Jim Nance will be on the show coming up momentarily. Let me tell you guys a couple of things that we have been doing so far in the show. Today is going to be a toss-up day on the show. I asked a question. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites in this game. Do you think that this is more respect towards Kansas City and what they've done over the last couple of years, or do you think this is indicative of how the public feels about the Denver Broncos? We were also going through some of the offensive numbers for the Denver Broncos. These were given to me by the fine people over at Chiefs Concerns. If you look at the Broncos offense, they have more three and outs than the Panthers. They have scored one touchdown in their last 17 possessions. The Broncos are also one of two teams to trail in every game so far this season. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jim Nance of CBS Sports. You will hear him on the call coming up on Sunday for Chiefs and Broncos. Jim, it's an honor to have you join us today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Carrington. I'm so looking forward to this game, and it's going to be a great one.
So let's start with this. I know that this game isn't in Kansas City, but you come to Kansas City now about 6 to 8 times a year. At this point, you probably got a timeshare on the plaza. What do you enjoy about your trips coming to Kansas City?
The people. Clearly the people. I love the city. I love the look of it, the fountains, the restaurants. Had a lot of good times there. It's just become, you're right, I should have bought something a long time ago, but it's always a good time, and I'll be there next week. So you're right. The count is mounting. This reminds me so much of my years when Brady was in New England and Belichick, and I was in Foxborough about every other week, it felt like. And same kind of things happening right now with Kansas City in my world. That's a good thing.
You got a chance to spend a lot of Sundays with Tom Brady. You got a chance to spend a lot of Sundays with Patrick Mahomes. What similarities do you notice between those guys? Is you've called a countless number of games for either player.
Gosh, there are just so many. I mean, I think it starts with leadership and acumen. Not accuracy, but they have that too, but acumen. I think these are like such high-level thinkers about how they handle situations, and they process things so quickly. I mean, no better example than 15. I mean, the way that he can improvise and see things that no one else, I don't believe in the game, could ever see. It's amazing to watch. But they also, they just can't get enough of winning. And look, what a gift to the community of Kansas City to have Patrick Mahomes as your ambassador for your city, to be leading and spearheading your football team. And I don't even think we're halfway through his career. And you guys are getting spoiled. That's all I can say. You got a really good thing going that probably, you know, every other NFL community, maybe save one or two, would love to have the same situation, would love to have Patrick as their leader. But he's exceptional. Tom certainly was, too. I did all of those AFC championships. I did his Super Bowls, his last as a Patriot, his last ever when he was a Buccaneer. And they're just a cut above. And I got to know them both quite well through the years away from the game. And they're great people. And that's where I think, you know, it all starts.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Nance of CBS Sports. Happy to have him join us on the show today. Jim, this is a little bit of a different Chiefs game than you, a little bit different of a Chiefs-Broncos games. In Kansas City, we're so used to the division being a foregone conclusion, but this is a legitimate race, not just with the Broncos, but with the Chargers. You call Broncos game, Chargers games, and Chiefs games. What do you make of the AFC West really being competitive this year?
Well, this game right here, Carrington, this is so important from Kansas City's perspective. I mean, you guys all know the stakes and how big they are, because if it's a loss, to be three games behind the Broncos this late in the season in the loss column and still have the Chargers in between you, it's going to be, you know, can't ever say it's impossible, because they could certainly win out. But, yeah, you could still win the division. A lot of things would have to break your way to win the division. But, you know, this is a team and a franchise that wants more than just winning the division. They want the one seed. But when you get to a point of perhaps 5-5, that looks highly unlikely. Not impossible. I don't want to say it's impossible and next week come back with the Indianapolis game and still talk about scenarios where it can happen. It could happen. But we all know this is a vitally important game for the red and white. And, you know, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I heard you, as I was in queue, rattling off all the deficiencies with the Denver offense, and there's a lot there. But they've managed to win. I've had them two games this year, both against NFC East opponents. They won in Philadelphia, came from behind, and they had their best offensive performance of the season, a game I did against Dallas out in Denver. So, look, they're 8-2. Their defense is a standout. And I think their offense is going to wake up at some point and play four quarters. It's a heck of a matchup. It really is.
I think that a lot of people feel this way, whether it's about the Colts, and then you'll also get a chance to see the Chiefs play them next week with the Broncos. You know, we've been so used to it's been Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore, and those have been the three best teams in the AFC. It feels like it's changing a little bit, that I think there's a group of people that want to see how real is this Broncos team? Are they a true Super Bowl contending team that can play in San Francisco at the end of the year, or is this just a team that has a good regular season and falls by the wayside?
I don't know how to, like, foreshadow what it's going to look like the second half of the season for them. I know they've got a great coach. Sean knows what he's doing. I actually think Bo Nix is going to be a star in the league for a long time. I'm not super impressed with what they have in the receiving game on the outside, although Cortland Sutton's really good. But, you know, these are crazy days. I mean, Indianapolis could be the one seed. I don't think they will be, but, you know, they've played great football. And it's just one of those really super quirky years right now in the NFL. And I can't wait to see how it's going to play out. I still think the Chiefs, if there was a tournament today and you bracketed this thing, you would look at it and I would say, I'll take Kansas City. But that doesn't mean they're going to win on Sunday. And it's interesting, to your point a second ago, it's not going to happen, but you could have a situation. You mentioned Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. We could have those three teams with those three quarterbacks. They could all be wild card teams. They really could. It's possible. You know, it's just bizarre to think they could be coming in, all three of them, knowing they have to, where they want to go, what they have the potential to do. They might have to be on the road, but we've seen Kansas City do that before. Just a couple of years ago, I got to do all those games, including when they won at Baltimore. So, look, let's take it for what it is. Denver is rapidly improving. They've won a lot of close games. I mean, it's crazy how many close games and fourth quarter comebacks they've had. They're going to be a problem for a long time. This is not a one-hit wonder. They're good. Their defense is good. And I think the Chargers are building something. But I still say Kansas City's Kansas City. You still got Andy Reid. You still got Spags. You still got Mahomes. And I still think it's, you know, Kansas City's the team to beat. But, man, what a year this has been. It's been the wackiest one for me, and this is 41 years for me being in the league. This has been a wonder to watch.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Nance for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts. I have two final questions before we get you out of here. The first question is, this is something that my boss, he is one of those golf weekend warriors that thinks that he could play any course. You know Augusta National as well as anybody. Do you think the average weekend warrior golfer, do you think they could break a...
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
100 at Augusta.
Depends on what tees they put you on. That's the truth, okay? If they put you all the way back, no. But if you play like the members' tees, yes. Now, look, my game is shoddy. It used to be decent decades ago. But when I play Augusta, it all comes down to, can you chip and putt? Can, if you're going to hole out everything and have a legitimate score, can you chip and putt? Because you can drive it in a lot of places for us wild hitters off the tee. You can still manufacture a second shot and get the ball close to the green, if not on the green, with your second shot. The canopies are raised high enough, and you're not going to be stymied that many times, and there's not that much out of bounds. And I mean, it's pretty generous off the tee. But you better be able to putt, and you better be ready to experience chipping and putting and balls running out like you've never seen in your life. So having said all of that, when I was in my 20s, when I first started going to Augusta, I was shooting in the 70s around there. Not par, but, you know, I was shooting some good scores. And by my 40s, you know, I was shooting in the 80s, in the low 80s. Now in my 60s, and I'm, you know, on a good day, I'm maybe shooting in my low 80s to mid 80s, and sometimes a little north of that, because I'm just not good enough chipper or putter to get the ball in the hole. So breaking 100 for the average golfer, put them on the members' tee, they got a chance.
Last question, Jim, and we really appreciate your time. I'll get you out of here with this. I just like hearing you show Kansas City love as somebody that's lived here my whole life. You mentioned the restaurants and the food scene. I would put Kansas City up against a lot of cities when it comes to food. Whenever you're here, where are some of your favorite places to eat?
Oh, man, you're going to get me in trouble here, Carrington. You know, first off, there's so many. So if I name one barbecue place, I'm going to have a lot of people mad at me, and I know all these people. So let's just say that's just a universal tie for first. And then, you know, we used to stay down at the Plaza area, and there's a great general manager. Kim is her name. She runs the Capitol Grill down there for years. She she's great. Her warmth and leadership just is, has an umbrella effect over that restaurant. And I know it's a chain, but it feels like it's Kansas City's standalone very own. And you know, when we were doing games during COVID and you weren't allowed to meet in person and there were no fans at the games, and we were staying right across Ward Parkway, right across the way, she would, for our crews, they would hand deliver, you know, dinners at our door. You know, you weren't even allowed to leave your room. So there's just that extra touch. So I'm loving the chance to give her a little shout out. I've been to 1587. Obviously, it's exceptional. It's really good. Now, I'm going to give you an old-timey one here, okay? The Savoy Grill. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, Jim. That was a good one. See, Jim, that's how I know you're real Kansas City, whenever you're throwing out places like Savoy Grill.
Yeah, the Savoy. Yeah, go get the Harry Truman table, the booth. Yeah. You got to realize, man, I'm a chameleon in some ways because I have learned to adapt to all these major cities in America, and I've been going to them for decades. And I'm not a guy that's I've never been a guy that wants to hang out in a bar. I'm not looking for any night scene, but I am looking for a good dinner, a great hotel and a good dinner, and I'm a happy traveler. So you can name an NFL city or golf cities that I go to for the PGA Tour, and you can bet I know a lot of people in my favorite places, and it's a little bit of a rinse, repeat, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. But I get so many times in Kansas City, I can't hit them all every time. But the prevailing feeling for me is just the overall Midwestern kindness and hospitality. It's a great city. I'll tell you my favorite place to go there. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's not away from the eateries, okay? It's Luce Park.
Jim, you're really blowing me away here with just deep Kansas City knowledge.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly where you're talking about. It is right off the plaza.
It's right up above the plaza on the far side. It's got beautiful rose gardens. And in the fall, if you catch it just right, you might go out on a Saturday for a walk and you might see a wedding taking place at one end and something else happening over in the Rose Garden. You'll see families out playing with their children on the playground. There's a nice little loop around the perimeter of that park, and there's beautiful homes. There's a pretty school up that way that I've often let my mind wonder about what it must be like to live around there and dropping your kids off at that school. And I try to go there virtually every time I'm in Kansas City, just to have my little meditation moment, put some earbuds in, listen to a game or listen to a pod, listen to some music, take a walk, take a little light jog, and people watch. And that's my favorite Kansas City experience of all, is that park.
And that is Jim Nance joining us on the show. He is with CBS Sports, and you just heard him. Jim, as the kids would say, you know ball. We really appreciate your time. Really appreciate you making some time for us today.
Who knew? Who knew I was a legit Kansas Cityan, see? Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it's a great town. You guys, thank you for all the listeners out there. Thank you for just what you guys bring. A good, nice, warm dose of humanity to a visitor like me. And I'm grateful. So thank you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.